Welcome to the Decisions That Matter podcast, where we meet with leaders from across the procurement community to discuss innovative and strategic ideas. Because when it comes to procurement, every decision matters. On this special episode of Decisions That Matter, Procurated founder and CEO David Yarkin interviews Doug Carlson, the Chief Procurement Officer of the state of Nebraska. In the interview, Doug explains why and how Nebraska implemented a supplier concierge program with the goal of promoting economic inclusion for suppliers across the state. As always, this podcast is brought to you by Procurated, and right now you can visit www.com/review, and as part of an ongoing partnership with NIGP, we'll make a $5 donation for every review that you write that will go directly into the NIGP New Member Scholarship Fund. I hope you enjoy this conversation.
Hello, I'm here today with Doug Carlson, the Chief Procurement Officer of the state of Nebraska. Thanks for joining us today, Doug.
Yeah, good morning, David. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, great to have you. Tell me, what's that backdrop before we get started?
So this is what we would consider a mountain in Nebraska. It's very western Nebraska, so I'm very proud of my state and there's no snow on those hills right now, but unfortunately in the state right now, most of the state is covered in snow. So it's
very good.
Winter in Nebraska.
And we know that when there's snow, it's extra headaches sometimes for people in procurement. So for those of folks listening at home who don't know you, tell us a little bit about your background and how you wound up in state procurement.
Yeah, so I'm the Chief Procurement Officer for the state of Nebraska. I've been doing this a little over 2 years now. It without question, been the funnest job I've ever had in my life. I've really thoroughly enjoyed working with the people and getting to serve the citizens of Nebraska. I did some predominantly operations and logistics in the military prior to this, and did some government relations stuff as well. And somehow, some way, ended up doing this, and it's been a great experience.
And again, tell me a little bit more about the department. How many folks work in procurement? How is it organized?
Yeah, so we have the Department of Administrative Services, which is really think about the back office functions that state government entails. And so State Purchasing Bureau is underneath that, which is where I get the opportunity to lead folks. So we have about 20 folks in state purchasing. Last year, we signed about 600 contracts worth about $7 billion.
Great. And is it a centralized organization or is it, would you call it decentralized?
Well, so it's really decentralized. It's probably a hybrid, I would say. Some organizations have their own procurement team. All of it falls underneath the auspice of the Materiel Administrator, which is my official title. They answer from an administrator perspective. But operationally, a lot of folks are out, whether it's Health and Human Services or Department of Transportation or what have you. But then we do have some smaller organizations that we just assist them and provide them support in terms of RFPs, contracts, intent to bids for goods, all those sort of things.
All right, good. So I wanted to talk with you today about the concierge program, which I've seen a lot of post about on LinkedIn, and it really caught my eye. Obviously, supplier diversity has been an issue which has been around for a long time, but I hadn't seen too much talk about it in Nebraska. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about how this got started and maybe give us a little bit of background on it.
Yeah, so the Procurement Concierge Program started about in October, and it really started with Governor Ricketts. So his administration made it clear that there's an expectation that we reach out to minority-owned, women-owned, and small businesses to remove barriers to do business with the state. And then the second piece started with Director of Administrative Services, Director Jason Jackson. He's got a really customer-oriented mindset. And so he's always worried about what the customer experience is. And then the third piece came from the Director of Economic Development, Tony Goins. He's got this really great phrase that really resonated with the team, economic inclusion, which is really important. So when we put all three things together, we created what's called the Procurement Concierge Program. And we've done this 23 times with different vendors where we've focused on great customer service and removing those barriers to create opportunities to do business with the state of Nebraska.
It's interesting. Usually when you hear people in procurement or administrative services talk about customer experience, they're talking about the customer is someone in the agencies, departments, local governments using your contracts. It sounds like it's a reframing of it. And it sounds like the customer here is the vendor.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is the vendor. Because what we're doing by removing barriers, we're creating opportunities, but we're also creating competition. And that's where the state wins, because the more competition, the lower prices, every single entity wins here. So this procurement concierge program gets after that and allowing the vendors to understand how to do business with the state. David, as you know, doing business with states is sometimes a little convoluted and it's a little difficult, and that's okay. And because there's rules and there's laws put in place to ensure transparency and accountability, and that's a good thing. But it also creates some barriers. And by removing those barriers, because we understand the process and walking them through that process, it makes things a lot easier for the vendors.
Got it. So maybe let's go into the discussion on the barriers. What were the big barriers that would make it harder for these companies to do business with the state?
Yeah, so I think the best way to think about this is to really to break down the concierge program into its pieces. And the first piece is just the vendor piece itself. So, you know, getting signed up with the state into our system. Now, you don't have to be signed up with the state to win in a contract, but why not be ready? So it's the first introduction to us and to create somebody, a partner on our side to help you. So you call us, we'll call you back within 48 hours and we'll walk you through things like, hey, let's get your W-9 set up. Let's get your ACH set up. Let's start walking through the website. Here's where you look for opportunities, those sort of things. And then the second piece is the actual contract piece. So now you have somebody dedicated to you that walks you through everything. We're going to give you training. We're going to walk you through any request for proposal or intent to bid. Now, we're not going to tell you what to put in there. That's illegal to do. It's unethical to do. But what we can do is we can show you previous examples of successful requests for proposals, successful contracts. So you start understanding, okay, this is probably the price point that we need to be at. This is what we should be thinking about. So we're going to walk you through that stuff. And then we're going to just talk about every step of the way. Okay, what don't you understand? So we can do a hands-on tutorial to walk you through that entire piece. And the last piece of that is we're going to walk you through, here's the upcoming opportunities. We're going to call you. You sign up, you tell us, when you sign up with us, you tell us what service or good you're providing for the state. And then when that opportunity comes open, we're going to call you, which I think is a little unique, but is definitely an exciting piece. And then the last piece of this program is the discovery and innovation piece. And what this focuses on is what is the art of possible? So I'll give you a really good example of this. So we had this company reach out and they have mobile medical platforms. Well, Nebraska's cold right now and we're doing COVID testing. So this medical platform allows four nurses at any one time to be inside to test people. So that the person's outside, the nurse is inside, so they're protected from that individual while they're swabbing them. I had no idea that this thing existed. I only got connected to it because of our director of economic development. Well, what else is out there that I don't know about that the state could really leverage for the citizens that we serve? And that's why the discovery and innovation piece is gonna be so important, because it's gonna allow them access to me to say, hey, here's what we have and here's the opportunity. So again, it's all win-win. We've done this 23 times and the vendors, they're all incredibly excited about it. They feel like they know how to do business with us, which is exactly the goal here.
And do they tend to fall into any specific category of goods and services, or is it all over the map?
Right now it seems to be a lot of services rather than goods, but the services that they provide seems to be all over the map. Anything from, a woman, she owns a drone company right here in Nebraska, which is really kind of unique. And she was telling me about the different services that she could provide and the art possible. So, you know, walking her through that was really kind of a unique experience. And it actually led to something that we hadn't planned for that we have now, is to help them understand cooperative contracts. You know, this woman, you know, as she wants to grow her business, she could focus on, you know, getting on NASPO, or are those sort of cooperative contracts, or, you know, maybe even a federal contract, GSA, that would allow her to grow her business when she's ready. So, you know, again, they don't understand that process, but we do. And so what we're doing here is we're providing that opportunity. What we're not promising is that they're going to get the contract. Again, that's illegal. That's unethical. We shouldn't be doing things like that. But what we can promise is they're going to understand the process, and they're going to have the opportunity to bid on the contract, which is something that a lot of the vendors have told me they haven't had before.
I love that. And it's interesting. You know, I feel like it can be really easy in procurement to sort of sit behind your desk and let things come to you. Agencies come to you with challenges, staff comes to you, vendors come to you through the procurement process, responding to the bid that you put out there. What I love about this is that you're going out yourself and you're learning about suppliers and sounds like some even new industries, which you're then bringing back to help your colleagues in the agencies.
Yeah, I mean, state procurement in some ways is stagnant, you know, and that's okay, because, you know, again, it's safe and, you know, stay in the box. You're not going to do anything that you shouldn't be doing, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But to think about it differently, and to be empowered by the governor as well as the director of the agency to think differently and to do things better and smarter. It's been just a great experience. You know, I keep talking about the 23 vendors to date that have experienced that. But from our team's perspective, it's really allowed us to think differently and to look at our processes and to think about, okay, how do we improve our process? Because it forces us to look from the vendor's perspective. Hey, why do we do it this way and think differently? And a good example of that is our website. Our website, it was a little convoluted, maybe a little old. It kind of looked like circa 2002, you know? And it had all the data on there. It's just a little tough to navigate. And now it's much cleaner and much simpler. And the feedback that we've got from the vendors, it's just easier to navigate. It's a simple thing, but it's a really important thing. And so it's been fun from our perspective to think differently and to create those opportunities.
Yeah, awesome. I remember when I was a state CPO, which feels like when the dinosaurs walked on the earth, but you know, I was very young in the role, and I think many times I would get out in front of my people and say, "We're gonna do this." And they're like, "Okay, go do it, chief." You know, I don't think I always did a good enough job of like making them feel like it was part of their initiative and their what would drive them. How has the team reacted to what you've been doing?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly relatable. And I laugh because there's been a number of experiences where I've said, "Hey, you know, we're going to go do this." And the team's like, "Yeah, we tried that about 20 years ago, buddy."
Right.
And, which is okay. And you know, when we first had the idea, you know, there's always a little bit of trepidation and thinking about, well, why are we going to get after this? But now that the team has experienced this, they're bought into it. And, you know, to have that many folks on our side be committed to something like this, because they see the value and they see the opportunity it's going to create for those businesses, but it also is going to create for us to lower prices. They've really taken it to heart, and really it's their program now, and this will outlast certainly my tenure in state government, as well as the governors and directors. So it's exciting to see. I think, you know, it's going to be so interesting as the year progresses and we get to December of 2021, we think about, okay, we've done this now 100 times and there's 100 businesses that have opportunities, and in them be inevitably successful and winning bids. That's it's exciting. It really is.
And I think from what I've read, this is a program that had its origins in the North Omaha area. Is that the target area?
Yeah. So North Omaha, if you're obviously unfamiliar, it's a minority centric part of Nebraska. And so reaching out to the North and South Omaha communities, where, you know, minority owned and women owned, certainly small businesses, you know, we wanted to focus there first. It's not that we won't offer the opportunity to any business in the state, because we certainly will, but we wanted to focus on there first to remove those barriers and to create those opportunities. You know, what I always talk about is you shouldn't have to have a lawyer on your team to do business with your state government, right? And so, you know, by removing those simple barriers, by having a partner on our side that's dedicated to making sure that you understand the process, there's just been a lot of value there. You know, we've been kind of talking about this for a while now. I've had the chance to go on the radio to talk about what all the cool things the team's doing, and you know, we're doing some advertising in local papers. We're sending out flyers. We're definitely committed to this, and this is, you know, 5-10 years from now, this will have, you know, started late last year, but it'll be old hat by then, and this will just be the new standard that everyone gets after.
Yeah, I watched the YouTube video, which is great. I saw the you were sort of rocking out some tunes as you were getting into the interview. It was great.
Yeah, it was a really fun interview. You know, my wife likes to joke that I have the face for radio, and the voice, but it was a lot of fun to get after, and you know, just spend some time with them talking about it, and you know, to really show that we are really committed to this. It was a good experience.
Where do you see the program going? Is it going to stay focused in Omaha? Is it going to stay focused on sort of minority vendors? How do you see it evolving?
We're going to grow it as fast as possible. So my goal is to have 100 vendors in the program by the December of 2021. And anything less than that is a failure. So we're going to keep growing. And then, you know, as we keep expanding, we're just going to keep getting after this. And, you know, what I would consider success is if we can go to any minority owned business or women owned business in Omaha and ask them, you know, hey, tell me about the state of Nebraska's procurement concierge program. And if they know about it, that's success. If they don't know about it, that's a failure. So we are definitely committed to this. This is what it's going to be in the future. And this is what we're gonna keep doing for decades now, because it's the right answer. It really is. And, you know, in a perfect world, we'll expand to every small business, give them the opportunity to connect with somebody on our team. And if that means we'll keep growing with them, you know, that's what we're going to do.
And obviously you're doing a lot in terms of outreach and education and training. I love that you're going sort of proactively and saying, hey, there's a bid on the street now for drones. You should respond to it. And obviously you're right. You can't give anyone a contract that goes against all the tenets of procurement. But some states have put in, you know, preferences and other measures like that do tilt the playing field in the direction of diverse businesses. Is that something that you're considering? Is that on the table?
No. I think preferences is the wrong answer for the state of Nebraska. And I understand different states' position on this. I just think that's the wrong answer for Nebraska. What we're really focused on is competition. I think that provides the best value for the citizens that we serve. But that also means that we have to make sure we're doing the right thing by removing barriers and creating opportunities. And I think this gets after that. So I think it's going to solve a lot of problems. And it's just the right thing to do.
How have you enjoyed going from being a procurement guy to being a press guy?
That's been an interesting experience. It's been fun though. It really has been fun to get to tell our story and all the great things that the team's doing. I mean, this is their program, and to get to talk about it and just, you know, listen to the excitement on both sides, on our side as well as the vendor side. It's been the funnest thing that I've got to do, and it's really just been the pleasure of my professional career up to this point.
I'm interested in the politics of this. A lot of traditionally when a lot of these programs come into place, they're led by, you know, Democratic administrations. Obviously the governor is a Republican. Has that been something that's been, you've gotten people asking you about, or?
No, actually, not really to this point at all. So, you know, state government is apolitical. There's 1.9 million citizens in Nebraska. We serve 1.9 million people. And we're committed to every single person, regardless of their, whether Republican or Democrat or whatever they identify themselves as. We're just committed to ensuring transparency and accountability in procurement and removing barriers so they can be successful.
Great. One of the things I know you're also working on really hard is around trying to, this I think goes back to that sort of customer service notion, making sure that you're providing the best service to the agencies and that your vendors are providing great service to the agencies. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing in that, on that side.
Yeah, so vendor management is one of the cornerstones that we're really trying to solve for. And how do we measure vendors in a meaningful way that provides transparency and accountability and provides other potential agencies to do business with vendors? So we're actually, we partnered with Procreated to accomplish this. So when you think about Procreated, think about Yelp for state government. So have you ever bought something off Amazon or went to a restaurant without looking at reviews? Of course not. Nobody does that, right? We all look at Amazon, we all look at Yelp. And Procreated solves for that, and it allows other agencies and potential clients to look at a vendor and see how they measured up from a star rating. So we're really excited to leverage Procreated and the vendor management program. Whitney Titoff is the state of Nebraska's vendor manager. She's done a great job leveraging this program so we can start measuring performance of vendors in a really transparent way. So we've done this previously. But the transparency behind it and where, vendors potentially measure up hasn't really been clear. And now it is, thanks to Procreated.
So you have, on the one hand, this real effort to bring more, especially diverse businesses into the fold. On the other hand, you're really working with this, with Procreated, to try to be able to measure how existing vendors are performing. Do you see these two threads sort of meeting up together?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, certainly they measure up together because it's all comes down to, we are spending taxpayer dollars. So the taxpayers should expect that we're being transparent and accountable, and they should expect that we're doing business with the very best businesses in the state of Nebraska. So, we're going to bring them to us and then we're going to measure them. And we're really clear with vendors that, hey, we are going to measure your performance, and that shouldn't scare you. That should be a good thing, because it's going to provide a sounding board and the opportunity to do great things. So, vendors should not be scared of being measured. In fact, they should be excited about it.
Yeah. And it'll be exciting to see as the months go through, as some of these 23 and other vendors start to do work with the state through the great work of your team, and start to get measured and start to have people telling their hopefully successful stories with these vendors, how that word of mouth is able to get across the state in a really interesting way.
Yeah, because you think about other state agencies, but also political subdivisions, cities, counties, what have you. They can just go to Procreated, and look to see how that, their performance has been. And then it's also going to provide opportunities for those political subdivisions to get connected with these vendors. So again, it's win-win.
Awesome. So just to close out, for people who are watching at home and are interested in trying to replicate, some of the things from the concierge program, what's a sort of a last parting word of wisdom to them on how they can have the same success that you've had?
I think it's think differently, be customer focused, effective and efficient state government, running it like a business. That's what we should be thinking about. And that's what this program is all about. And so if you want to learn more, you can certainly reach out to us, or you can go to our website at das.nebraska.gov.
Very good. Well, Doug, thanks so much for joining us. And thanks even more for bringing this really interesting and innovative idea to the state of Nebraska and to all of us in the procurement industry.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time, David. I appreciate your time.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Decisions That Matter. This podcast is brought to you by Procurated, the leading supplier evaluation tool for procurement professionals across the U.S. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you prefer to listen. See you again next time.